Okay, last week, Baruch Hashem, we spoke a little bit about the Hakdama to Brochas, explaining that making a Brocha is not just a mitzvah and Takonas Chazal, but yet we have something which is an Issa for a person to be Nenim Oilim Azeh B'Lai Brocha. We explained exactly the Hagdoris HaMitzvah and how Chomer it is for a person to be careful what he makes the Brocha on and how he makes the Brocha B'Chulei. Today we're going to be Mamshik a little bit in the same sort of Inyan. We're going to go through the Brochas and the halachas of Brocha Rishayna, and how they apply to us again on a daily basis. As I explained last week, these are shaylas that on a gear every single day, multiple times throughout the day, people have shaylas on the Hilchos Brochas. So number one, we mentioned this a little bit last time, just to be mayrich on it a second, is the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Siman Reish Beis, we've got another brings down the shayla. We asked this last week. Why is it, if the pshat is that Chazal want us to make sure that we're making a bracha to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for what we have and what the Ribbono Shel Olam created, why don't we just make one bracha? You make one bracha and thank the Ribbono Shel Olam, get ending. We have to get it. Everything has to have its own specific bracha. So, in fact, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, again, the Shaila is already fact from Rishonim. Zut the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, but then Reish Beis in the beginning, Yisoid. And he says Yisoid is Poshut. Yisoid is Kedei Laharbos Bekobod Amokoy. And we'll see in a minute, Ashtach Eloshim from the Chayodom. It's more of a shvach to the Ribbono Shel Olam when we come with a specialized bracha as opposed to a general bracha. And I'll give you a better Eloshim, maybe not better, but something slightly different from the Chayodom. The Chayodom and Klam and Test, the beginning of the base, brings down the Shaila similar. And he says, why is it that we just don't make a shahakol? No, one size fits all. You make a shahakol, and you basically thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam made everything. Shahakol, me, abidvar. No, isn't that everything? What, you have to say something more than that? What's the pshat? So, Chayodim explains that Abad is also the enes la'udim azeh b'lai brocha, which the Gemara tells us in brochas kamim makoimis, and that means a person is mukhuyiv to find the correct brocha for the correct item. And he continues to explain why. Zut the Chayodim a moshal. And he explains what happens if a person goes to a king and he says to the king, you have everything in your country, everything. What does that mean? You have most things. I mean, there could be a couple of things missing here and there, right? Because I basically told him you have everything. Oh, but what happens if I tell him all the little details that he has? Oh, now you're not going to miss out on anything. So the Chaya Odom, that's the pshat over here. And it's exactly the sugi that we're dealing with today. And that is the Chaya Odom pshat. It will make a sha'akal about it encompasses everything, but there could be a couple of things missing. Or when we come to a Ribbono Shel Olam with the ha'eitz, with the hadoma, with the bari pri hagafen and a hamotzia, a benzonus, whatever it may be, b'chas hareya, b'chulei. So we're thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam with every single little prat, every detail that the Ribbono Shel Olam creates in this world, and that's the greatest shva that about it we could do for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Our pizet. We're going to continue today with the halachas of Brocha Rishona, and that Hakdoma is exactly for the halachas that we're learning today, and that is as follows. There are certain situations where a Brocha will be, for example, Ha'itz, whereas if you eat it in a different way, it will become a Shahakal. Right? One example is like this. Right? We'll start with the Gemara in Brocha Saflam and Fes, where the Gemara says, Am Chesem and Aleph, a person takes these tamarim and you squish them down. What's the halacha? Says the Gemara, you make her ha'etz. Why do you make her ha'etz? It was originally ha'etz. It's the Gemara Pashut. Because it keeps its original form. When it keeps the form, it's got its ikitsurosoy olam, we keep the original bracha. That's the klal from the Gemara. Now there's a shayla like this. In the Rishonim, there's be'etzem three mahalchim. When do we say that a bracha changes from its original bracha to a brand new bracha? So for example, let me just speak out the machlokes Rishonim. We have Shitas Rashi. Rashi learns that if something is crushed slightly, but not completely, it keeps its original bracha. Like the case of the Gemara, you have these tomorrow, you crush them down to some extent, but not completely, that retains the Rashi, its original ha'etz. Comes along the Trumas HaDeshen, is in the Mitayik in Losh Rashi, and says, what happens to the Rashi? If Taka would be completely crushed, what would you say then? If others of the Trumas HaDeshen and Shitas Rashi, you'd say Shahakot. All of a sudden, the bracha will change from its original bracha to a charcoal near the road. In a minute, we'll see why that's so. That's Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rambam is Cholukon Rashi. The Rambam holds that even if it's fully blended, the bracha never changes. Again, to be ma'arich in all the reasons why the Rambam says this in the Diyukim and the Gemara, this already is not our sugya. And the third Shitas Rambam, that is even if it's blended like a mashke, you still make her eight. It's not much forget to what the Rambam says. Al kuponim lahalocha lemaisa, what do we say over here? So the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Basic Zayin Paskins as follows. The Shulchan Aruch seems to be going with Shitas HaRambam, which is that even if something is fully squashed and fully, completely crushed, we still give it its original ha'et, its original bracha that it has. The Ramah brings a yesh oimim of Rashi Trumas HaDeshen, and the Ramah says that's how we paskin. And that's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. This is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch Harav and Rav of the Gedolim Achronim, that Lemaisa, if we have something that has fully been changed from its original state, how the Rabbi Yisrael created it, to now completely changed, it's a new bracha, and the bracha is Sha'akol Nia Bedvorim. Why? So the Shulchan Aruch Harav explains Pashut. He says it's gone, it lost its chashivas. The chashivas of the ha'etz that it originally had it lost. Then now it gets to Sha'akol. And there's a very important ritzvah. And again, we're going with the Mahalach of the Sutva, because the Eger brings it, the Ruch HaShulchan brings it, seems the Mishabur goes with this Mahalach as well. And that is, that's the Ritva, that when I crush something completely, it gets a din of a mashke. It gets a din of a mashke, now we understand, when it gets a shahakal. As I state in Ritva, and again, that's how Pashas Roiv Achroinim are learning Pshat. The Ben Ishchai, for example, is a slightly different Mahalach. The Ben Ishchai explains Pshat when in her eights gets crushed, so it goes down one madriga, and you should really make a hadoma. It loses the grace of maila of having your ha'etz, and it goes down to hadoma. As I state in the Ben Ishchai, there's a tshuva in Chassam Sofer, and tshuvas in Siman Nun, where the Chassam Sofer doesn't like this mahalach, and he says, no, the pshat over here is a pri, is a din of a pri. The moment you crush it, and it lost its din pri, so it lost its din ha'etz, and it has to make a bracha, because also le'enos, ba'olim ha'zebel bracha, you have to make a shahakal. As I state the Sofer. Now, Rav Ozna, which is quoted in the Sefer Shari Ebrocha, says that he asked Rav Ozna, and Rav Ozna told him, it's not in Tshuvas, Rav Ozna told him that in all of these cases that we're going to be mentioning, it's always better, this is what he does, is he makes a bracha on something else. That's what Rav Ozna Shlita Paskins Lemaisa for himself. I'm not sure how many people out there he told it, there's no Tshuva about it, but Lemaisa he told the Balaam Chaba of Shari Ebrocha that that's what Lemaisa people do, is it's better to patty yourself with something else, and then you have new shyness. As you see, Be'ez Hashem is bedin l'shayes chamuris ad mo'oit. Now, a good, it could be the Ramah Paskin bidi evet, you'll be okay. If a person that makes the wrong bracha, he makes a shakal when he should really make adom or eight, or he makes a eight when he should really make a shakal, right? Whatever way it is, bidi evet about his yaitza. But again, you're losing the maila lechatchila of the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Chayodom of giving the biggest shvach to the Rebbe Yisrael. There's a chesaron in the bracha. So maila lechatchila, a person's meant to know what to do. Again, the Rebbe said there's a big fake going on. We'll see there's Hashem, loads of different foods that we have this manna there, which are very, very shkia. What do we do lemaisa? One interesting hakira, which is a shayla lemaisa as well. The poskim d'achroim and kled are following shayla. If I have a food that's nishtane ha tsura, now it completely changed its original tsura, what's the halacha? Is the fact that it changed its tsura a simon? Or is it a siva? Is it a simon that now we know to go along and make a new bracha, which is shahakol, because it now looks different? Or is it a siva? Right, for example, like this. Is the pshat that the reason why it changes into shahakol, because it doesn't look like a pri anymore? So the simon to me is that it changed completely, is that it doesn't look like a pri. The main it lost its shame pri, from a bafel shame pri, it gets a shahakol. Or is the pshat? No. The fact that it doesn't look like a pri anymore is only a siva. And therefore, since you can't recognize it as a pri, therefore, there's no bittul shame clear, and therefore you make a shahakal. What would be the nafkamina? The nafkamina would be over here. What happens if you have a fruit that completely blended up and put it back together again? Right? Which we'll see Be'ez Hashem is very negated to a lot of things that they do nowadays. If you say that that you sow the ein nikah, when you see the pri, it's not recognizable as its original pri, and that's a simon. So even now, when it looks like its original one, the maisa was nisrasik. Nisrasik means you make a shahakal. But if you say it's a sibo, right? So you don't have to see it anymore, because the maisa now it looks like a beautiful pri. Right? We'll see Be'ez Hashem, the nafkamina over there. What is the exact idea? How are we going to figure out when it turns into shahakal and when it keeps the original bracha? So Zalman used to tell people, if you're not sure what to do, show it to somebody. The stipler, for example, used to tell people, show it to a child. Show it to somebody. Tell them, what is this? He'll tell you, oh, no, that's an apple. Well, that's possible. It obviously means it wasn't the standard biyasa. Or, for example, if he doesn't know what it means, it wasn't know what it is, you show it to him, he's like, oh, I can't figure that out. Send up the number, then you have a shayla, and that will be a shahakal. It's a little bit shver to tell people, because again, this man is there, it's pretty obvious when you show someone, when you take a strawberry and you crush it down, then everybody knows it's a strawberry, even if it's completely crushed. Aber lemaisa, what's the chiddush? The Mishnah Berurah tells us like this. There's something called Nisrasik and there's something called Nimuach, right? Nisrasik means it's been blended, which means that you still have a nice amount of fruit there, but it's been crushed down. Nimuach means it's completely evaporated. Not evaporated, but it's completely lost its tzura. It's like the ritzvah said originally, it's like a din of a mashke. So what do we do to Maisa? Poshut Pshat Nishtabura is, when you have something that has completely lost its form, it's nimuach, it's completely gone. You took a blender and you took an apple, and for 25 minutes you're blending up this apple, right? You can basically pour it out. Ramesh, pour it. The halacha of that is nishtana at surah, that's vadai shahakol. Whereas, if you're making a compote, it's a dessert for Shabbos, and you take an apple, whatever it may be, you give it a couple of blends, just for a moment or two, just to get it a little bit soft, and you want to put it together with other things as well, so that lav dafka will be nimrod, that will be nisrasik, which may be, have a still din of ha'etz. Why? Because it still has the tzura of an apple. Now let me give you these deciding factors over here. Here the Mishnah tells us like this. There's two things in every fruit. There's a tzura, and there's a mamoshes. The tzura is the tzura of an apple. An apple is a round, nice, firm piece. That's the tzura. And then there's the mamoshes. And even if you lost the tzura, sometimes you still have the mamoshes. So for example, right? If you have some that lost both of those, both the tzura and also the mamoshes, that's a shahakol. Whereas, if you have something that lost one but not the other, it keeps its original bracha. What is the classic example of what I'm saying? A mashed potato. You take potato, baked, cooked, whatever, you crush it down with your hand, you mash it down with a potato masher, mashed potato. Like the maisa, you can mash it ad hasoif. Moments, you can go for 20 minutes over there. There's not one piece that you can recognize as a potato. You lost the tzura, but you still have the mamoshes. And this is the psak of maisa of Kamaruiv Gedoli, Poliskil, Shlomo Zalman, Ruvidashev, Venoth, the Das Todim Arsham, Rav Scheinberg Zatzal, others as well hold that a mashed potato, a filo, if it's completely mashed, there's no pieces in it, of it's completely mashed, mibal that it's got its mamoshos. Because what is a mashed potato basically, right? We know there's one for Shabbos over there. We know that a potato that's mashed is still a potato. It's just a different, it's just mashed out. Therefore, it's still got its mamoshes. It's still got its mamoshes. It keeps its original bracha. Now, if you work with a blender and you blended it in completely in a way that it's a running mixture and you can pour it from, you know, side to side, so that would be a shahakol. But in a regular case, where you've posted him, I think with the Tzina Bashon or the Tzina Paschus Nishtazoi, he says it's got a din of a shahakol. But upon him, Rav of the Ashkenazi posted him the halacha, and again, our Peter Mishabur Paskin, that mashed potatoes is vade going to be a ha'adoma, a filu, if it's completely blended with your hand in a way that there's no pieces. Unless it's completely like a liquid, then everybody will be masking over there. Now, another example, avocado, bananas, all of these things, right? You crush down avocados or banana for a child. What bracha has it got? Part of the halacha is it's got a still a din of its original bracha. What's the reason? You lost the tzura, but the mamoshes is still there. Yeah, mamoshes, and therefore it still gets its original bracha. Now, fuke. Let's take a case when you make strawberries. Right, so you crush down strawberries in order to put it onto the dessert, on the ice cream, whatever it is. So of course that's going to be shahakol. That's poshut. Why? You've made it completely crushed. Even by the way, the person speaking, you've got these little seeds over there, right, of the strawberry. It's clear what this is. Right? You ask anybody what this is, they'll tell you what do you mean? It came from strawberries. It's poshut, right? Oh, but the maisa, it's got a din of nishtana tshuvosoi. It's got no mamoshes anymore. That would be a shahakol. So the ikki yisoid here is poshut. Something that has lost completely everything, shahakol. Something that hasn't, and it's either got its tzura or its mamoshes, is going to remain the original, either ha'etz or ha'doma, whatever its original bracha may be. Baby food, again, very similar shayla. If you're going to machanek the babies, what bracha to make, that will be the shayla, what bracha to machanek them there. Peanut butter, very, very serious shayla this one. Most times peanut butter, by the way, will be a toffle, right? Because you're going to put it onto crackers, onto bread, onto all sorts of things. So generally, you're not making bracha rishon on the peanut butter. But there are people, there are kids, there are adults, like Pasha, I know Americans, that take a spoon of peanut butter. They'll eat a spoon of peanut butter. What bracha are you going to make over there, right? So it's interesting. We'll get to the sugi in a minute, as we're going to explain from mashed potatoes and peanut butter slightly later in a moment about different sugis. Oh, but clapping this, Pasha Pshat should be. If it's, for example, smooth peanut butter, what's the shayla? It gets a din of what? Shahakol. Masha'en, if it's a crunchy one, where it's got the pieces in it, so it's got a din of a hadol. That's pasha, right? However, there's a difference, right? Sometimes they make a peanut butter that's better than smooth, and they sprinkle in a few of these pieces there, stamp to call it crunchy. That's about it. So those pieces are toffle, and you still get the din of a shahakol. Whereas if the whole thing is one big crunch, that's got a din of a hadam. Now it's interesting, in America they made a research and they asked the agriculture people in America and USA, and they actually came out that rove peanuts in America are actually grown for peanut butter. That's the cut, right? So we'll get to that later on, where the makor is for that. We'll see, maybe the din taka changes, but the meister's nishta, so I'll tell you why. They don't, it's not, I give you some Tropicana, right? Tropicana orange juice, but Dafka have a field where they grow specific oranges for the Tropicana orange juice. What's the chat? Because they breed specific oranges to make these type of oranges. It gives a lot of juice, it's a nice flavor, sweet, whatever, all the mice. So therefore they're making them bedakka for the oranges. Nobody grows peanuts in a special way for peanut butter. The chat is, the farmer knows he can sell it on to Skippy, so therefore he just makes more. But to say because of that, that's cool that they're growing it bedakka for peanut butter, is a little bit schwer. A little bit schwer. The kapshe marking the different ways skim, in Achanama, we'll see in a moment where that's coming from, but lemaisa, the pashas, that will not make a difference. Tchina and chumas is a shayla, the Moshe is a whole true rabbi, but lemaisa, the pashas got a din of a shahakal. Chalva also has a din of a shahakal as well. Kegel and natkas, right? Very common shayla, right? Especially when it comes to Hanukkah. What brach are you making on the natkas? Same shayla, kegel, lemaisa. It's the same idea. It's grated, chopped, whatever it is, potatoes that have been cooked or fried in oil. What's the halacha? So the Ma'aser B'Shloim Zalman Revoz Neshed Talevi Paskin the halacha. It's got a din of a hadoma if you can still see the strands, which you often can. You open up a slice of kegel, open up a half a latke, you can see the strands of the potato. The Ma'aser Revoz Neshed Talevi and B'Shloim Zalman the halacha is it's got a din of a hadoma. Says the Ma'aser B'Shloim and Shuvas Van Hodes Chelik Gimel 7 9 8 is now. And of anami api halacha, you're probably right. Of the minig is nishta. So he died as the minig is of people to make alatas and kegels is always going to be a shahakal. Why? Because he died as ponim chadosh is bolakan. It was fried with oil. It's got a new shame. It's got a new taste. You can barely recognize it. All right. Of the ma'aser again, most poskim hold that it's got a din of a hadoma. If you can see it, if it's completely crushed, obviously you're not going to say that. Next, crisps, potato chips. What's the halacha in such a thing? So it's interesting, right? If you show somebody such a crisp, right now, books them on the packets, now they have the whole mahalach, how it looks like a potato, and it has on stages how you get to that potato crisp, right? So the mice are good. Oh, but take somebody that never knew where this comes from. I said to him, hey, where does this come from? He has no idea it comes from a potato. So he has no idea it comes from a potato. What is the heter to make a hadoma on a potato crisp? What's the heter? I talk to know somebody that makes a shakel, and a chanabe, because of this reason. Le Maisa, Shreem Azam, Zuk the Pais, Kimnishazoi. Simple reason that's like, you're right, I don't recognize where it came from. And the normal mahalach is when I don't recognize where it comes from, it's Nishtana Hativa, it's Nishtana Hatsura, I should change the bracha, oh, but here nothing happened to it. I didn't get blended. It's only when it gets blended, and now I don't know what it looks like, oh, now the bracha changes. Here, it just happens. They push it, slice it, and they fry it, or bake it, whatever it is. It's still got its original form. It's a very, very important kabbalistic halacha, which we'll see that it conflates all the other halachas as well that we'll speak at in a minute. So crisps, the maisa, if you wrote poskim, is avada hadama, even if I don't know where it comes from, because the maisa, nothing ever happened to it. Now, again? Oh, very good. Next sukkah. We have a very interesting shulchan aruch harav. The shulchan aruch harav over here in Simon Reish Beis, he's got in Tazayin, brings down an interesting shayla. What happens if you have a pre? And Ayidei the cooking, whatever Matthias was, I'm not going to go to the Shaila he speaks about, lost its bracha. And then, after you finish cooking it, you did something to make it better. Zut the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Einot Enami. During the Bishul process, it lost its bracha. But since I did something after to turn it back to normal, it gets back its bracha. Moedig HaChidosh in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Says the Bucha Chenech Rabom Chas V'Shalom, once it lost its bracha, it's all over. You can't do anything about it. Over so, what do we have? A shayla poshet. Pringles, instant mashed potatoes, tremendous shayla. Fevim Shloim Azalma, what do we do in such a case? Here you have a metzias, right? How do they make Pringles? How do they make all these things? Is they've taken the potato, and they've cooked it, they've taken out all the moisture, they've turned it into a powder, they've put it into another factory, the other factory comes along, takes it, as whatever ingredients they want to add, they've made it back into the tsura of a crisp, or the tsura of a potato chip, right? And then they bake it, and they cook it, whatever they do to it. The higher it looks now, no different, really, theoretically, than they're making a crisp. So what's the halacha in such a cake? The same thing with instant mashed potatoes, exactly the same mahalach, right? You go to the shop and you buy yourself a manacha ma, of beautiful mashed potatoes that are in powder form. You add some water 3.5 minutes later, you got yourself beautiful instant mashed potatoes. Now this looks exactly the same ones as you make in the house. Kebabs. A little bit of a difference, but it's basically the same. Shem Shem Zalman clears the shayla. What do you do over here? The Maisa, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Chaim ben Chashayim of Zatzal, Rav Elasha of Zatzal, all held that these things are going to be a hadama. For the reason being, cautious. It looks like a crisp. It looks like a mashed potato. So the Maisa of Scheinberg, Rav Elasha, Rav Shlomo Zalman, pasta that Pringles and instant mashed potatoes all have a hint of a hadama. Now again, our Peter Shulchan Aruch Harav. They shall have drawn the Butchacha would be Chaylik on that, and Taka. When they ran through the Zatzal was Chaylik on that. When Nissan Kerenet Shlita was Taka Chaylik on that. The Falk, for example, was Shlita was Chaylik on that. Again, there are Poskim that hold Shacha, but it seems to be right Poskim hold. You make, I think in Chutzot they tell most people to make a Shahakal on Pringles. Right? That's Enach Anami. But over here in Eretz Yisrael, it seems to be the Chinech is our Pira Vidyashu, and Shomer Zalman is the Taka make a Ha'adoma on that. The same, similar Shaylik, Kellogg's Corn Plates. Kellogg's cornflakes is a similar mahalach. How does it work? You take a piece of corn and they pass each piece of corn between these big rollers. It presses them into these flakes, and then the kernel is cut into a couple of pieces. They cook them with sugar and dry them with all sorts of flavorings and whatever it is that they're going to go and produce and get out. They toast them, and that's it. Zug the poskim, right? With Moshe, with Bitzitab Shon, or Yitzir, and another poskim as well. What din does it have? There's a hadol. Ah, you'll tell me it doesn't look like a piece of corn to me. Good. But like I mentioned by the crisp before, nothing happened to it. It didn't get crushed. They took the piece of corn and they rolled it out. Said nothing happened to it. I think if I can't recognize it, it's got a din of a ha-doma in that case without any shayla whatsoever. There are those that hold this, does it? But you're very close to hold that way. Masha'inke, when you buy it. Other makes of cornflakes. Sometimes most of the Israeli ones, for example, are not made that way. They don't take the corn and press it in. They do the same china as the Pringles. The hainu, it's all melted down, it's all dehydrated, and eventually reconstituted into what we have as our corn base. And if you have Shlomo Zalman as maskim, you will be making a shahakol near bitvo. So you'll tie it to Mitzvah. Speak up. The case of the Pringles, the Shlomo Zalman told me to make agav. The case of the corn blades, what do you make? Shlomo Zalman, you make a shahakol. Minus kamina. Steer. The terrace is poshut. What's the terrace? Over there, the pshat is where the Pringles, or the mashed potato, they made it back into its original form. And if you make it back into its original form, of course it gets its original broth, according to those folks from the older way. Masha ain't going to be here by the cornflake. It never looked like its original form. It was a chiddush to us in the beginning to give it a din of hadama. Now that it's reconstituted again, of course it doesn't get a hadama back, and therefore it is a shahakal near bitvot. Similar shayla with popcorn. Popcorn, the maisa, even though, again, it's not going into a piece of corn as we know it, it's still got a din of a hadoma, because it's just like a crisp, that nothing happened to it, it wasn't crushed, it wasn't pulverized, and therefore it's got a din of a hadoma without any shayla whatsoever. Coconuts and all these things are macaroons, you have these chocolate with coconut inside it, macaroons by Pesach time, the very shkia snack. It's interesting, the poskim want to time in such a case, they took it once to Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah time to make a shahakal. The time I would have said, one if you minted this and a latka. I can see the piece of coconut. So Rosh Hashanah is different, it's part of Chadosh's Bolakam. It's a brand new thing. Sometimes in the essence, as we show this from Shlomo Kluger, and Yabbi Yosef brings from also many, many different Marmikomis as well, that sometimes if we give something a brand new name, it also has a din of Nishtana Hatsura, and therefore it gets a brand new broth over there. Jam would be a similar shayla. Again, in most times, it's going to be toffle. But just for an example, sometimes old shayla will be a little bit Hashem Vayishu Beisul, and it'll just take a toffle. So we'll know that sometimes you do make a broth on the toffle before the Eka. So what do you do with jam? So jam, general normal jam, even if it's got little pieces in it, it's always going to be a shahakol. If there's nice big chunks of, strawberry or blueberry or blackberry, whatever it is, then you'll be making a ha'eit over there, marzipan, fruit leather, all of these things are obviously going to be shahakol near b'vayim. Now, let's move on to a similar, on the same sugya, but a big chiddush for the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah over here in Reish Basic got in Mandalit says like this, says the Mishnah Berurah, what happens in the sugi that we've mentioned until now, Boshup Shah, you have something that's crushed completely, and the din of something that's crushed completely is it gets a din of a shahakol. For the Mishnah Berurah, what happens if the derech is always to crush it that way? So the Mishnah Berurah Boshup, again, after you've shown him, the Mishnah Berurah paskins la halacha, that if something is the normal thing to crush, I feel if you crush it completely, that it lost its whole surah, it's got a din of its original bracha, even if it's not recognizable whatsoever. Tremendous chiddush. Be'etzem zeh shulchan aruch in Reish Gimel Sif Zayin. This is a similar vote by spices. spices that you completely crush up had their original bracha. You crushed them up. L'chayres nishtana hatsura. It should fit into the Gemara. We said originally that if it's not tsura, it gets a din of a shakol. Answer says poshut because it's a derech, and that's a big yisoid. Why? Let's go back now to mashed potatoes. That's even better. Let's go back to peanut butter. Right? What do we say about peanut butter? So, lemaisa, right? In America, for example, shodua, that rove of the peanuts in America are for peanut butter, right? Here in Eretz Yisrael, it's forget. Here in Eretz Yisrael, rove of the peanuts are made for actually eating peanuts. In Cain, we have a shayla. Someone goes to America, right? You have skippy peanut butter. This peanut butter, according to the Mishnah Brewer, is a hadol, a bit of it smooth. I just said surah, the chol should be shahakol teretz, it's the derek. Over here in Eretz Yisrael, you wouldn't say that. It's a name and after the shayla. What happens if you have skippy peanut butter here in Eretz Yisrael? Right? Big shayla, I don't know. What happens, for example, if by you crush, you eat more peanut butter than you do eat peanuts? Is it good boss to you? Is it good boss to the food? So what's the halacha? So the maisa many poskim hold, because of this mahalach again, the fusha mishabura, is the maisa you should make a hadama on peanut butter if it's from America, or for sure if you're in America, or in a place where roiv of the peanuts are made for that. Because again, I think this nishtana at surah, if it's the derech, it's the baya, and it retains its original bracha. Comes along with Shlomo Zalman with a whopping chiddush. Zutum Shlomo Zalman, moedik chiddush. Zutum Shlomo Zalman say. Elachanami, that's true, but what is that talking about? Zutum Shlomo Zalman teaches up the Mishabur to talk about things like soya beans. Whatever. You couldn't eat them whole, and the way to use them is only day to crush them completely. So then, Elachanami, since I can't use it, it's an original steak, and I have to use it only day, riso. So then the riso gets it in its original free. Masha Enkin in our case, where the peanut is a beautiful peanut, no, I want to make peanut butter, so they crush it. So from Zalman, in that case, you would not change the bracha. In that case, it would not go back to its original, it would now go to the Shahaka, like we mentioned previously, and Kafra Mais is the Psak of Rutram Zalman, that you can be Mekel. And again, if you have the Shaila, that's what you should do. The ketchup, by the way, is also a very similar Shaila as well, but it's a little bit different because the Mais, they do grow tomatoes specifically for ketchup, which are much worse. They do not use all the tomato for the ketchup. They use to squeeze out the tomato, the leftover of the tomato that they actually sell for fertilizer. That's a whole different sugar that we're not going into right now. Now, let's move on. A couple of other halachas as well you have to know. Crushing only applies to fruits and vegetables. Obviously doesn't apply to rice or chamish min dogim, because we'll see, as Beis Hashem, when we learn Pasal Bekistin, maybe next week, we'll see that when you crush something, obviously, of the five minim, obviously will not change the broth of a ket, only minor, it makes it even better. Making the Rambracha, we said, but the evidence is Beseder, according to the Ramah. If I'm mistaken, a person makes a Shahakal and he should have made Adomo, or made Adomo and he should have made Shahakal, or whatever. So he about it is Yotza, Bidi Evan. Now, let's move on. Tremendous Chidushim over here. Again, it's a Chidushim that unfortunately people can go through the whole lives. That even happened as a Shaila. That even happened as a Shaila. This is Mamish, one of those Halachas, right? Everyone knows the basics in Ochos Brachas, right? But this is one of the Shailas that people don't even have. There's even a Havamina. I'll give you an example. There's a Gemara in Brachas on Chesim Lana. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, if you have the honey of dates, you make a shahakal. Why? Zeyo ba'alma, right? Everyone knows the Gemara. If a person squeezes certain fruits and all these sorts of things, what bracha do you make on the juice? Shahakal yivitvoi. Why? Zeyo ba'alma. Not good at chashivas b'chla. That's one Gemara. Then turn the page. Lama tesam al-ad. Zup the Gemara in brachas. You have maya de silka, kasilka, or maya de lifta, kalifta dog. Very interesting Gemara. Says the Gemara. The water that you cook the vegetables in, that gets the name of Adoma. So, Mudiki Gemara. One side of the Gemara we have, when you take an orange, yeah, take an apple, squeeze the juice out. That juice is Zeba Alma. Unless it's Zeba Novim, it's Zeba Alma. Meir Zeba Alma, it gets a Shahako, right? Of a take, for example, the water that you're cooking your chicken soup, or you're cooking your vegetable soup. Oh, that's Choshel. That's got a name of Adoma. Push it tomorrow. Wait, what's the chance? How can it be that the water that I'm cooking vegetables is more chashuv than the actual food that's coming out? Tremendous shayla, machlokes rishonim with huge nafkamins. Machlokes rishonim between the Rashba and the Rosh. Learn the Rashba. What's the chilik between these two gemaras poshut? The chilik of the Rashba is a fruit is meant to be eaten. A fruit's not meant to be squeezed for the juice, unless it's Eitzim an olive, obviously. Oh, but an apple, an orange, a pineapple, a mango, it's meant to be eaten. You're going to take it and do something bad to it by squeezing it, it loses the chashivas. Now, she'enkins, the Rashba, vegetables generally, right? Squash, potatoes, onions even, we'll see beis hashem. These things are meant to be cooked. And therefore, they're meant to be cooked. The juice that's cooked with them gets the same chashivas of the vegetable. That's the issue that the Rashba says. The hand of the Rashba is learning the Mishabu is moistened by few hours of the end of the Rashba. Derech. It's a derech. The derech is to cook vegetables. The derech is not to cook fruit. That's Pashab Chat, how the Rashba explains. Comes along the Rosh. And it's choylet. It's interesting. We say the Rosh is choylet. The Chazanish holds no machalikas. The Mishabu holds the eighth machalikas. Oh, but the Mice says the Rosh says like this. Says the Rosh. Again, scientifically, it's very difficult to explain. I will explain a pechazal. Zod the Rosh that more taste goes into the actual juice from the vegetable then goes from the juice from the fruit that you squeeze. Which means a very interesting story. Again, scientifically, I don't know if we can explain it scientifically, we don't need to. Chazal okeveh what the halacha is. And chazal okeveh, that more taste goes into the actual the liquid that you cook together with the vegetable than comes out from the fruit itself. Whatever that means. Machlokes Rishonim, what is the chilek in the Gemara? What's a posher and nafkamina? Right before we get up to soup. It's a posher and nafkamina. Take a fruit that it is there to squeeze. Take an orange. Take an orange in America, for example, right? What happens in like that? Roll your oranges over there, start to make the squeezing. What do you do now? Right? So if you go with the mahalach of the Rashba, that the goes past the derech, what bracha will you be making on freshly squeezed oranges? Making right. Masha'ek, if you go past the Rosh, that was saying there's no sheetus and what you squeeze out, so don't give us a derech or not. From the Rosh, always make a shakel. And kachal and maisa is a major mahalach we're showing that the Rosh and the Rashba, what bracha you make on freshly squeezed oranges? The Mishtabura la halacha paskins like the Rosh, which means you make Isha Hakol. The Chazanish holds as no machlekes. Remember, the Chazanish holds you make a boy, 3 or 8. And that's why Rav Shimon Zatzal also paskin that way as well. Freshly squeezed oranges you make are 8. For this reason, again, machlekes, Rishonim, apple, by the way, is a whole different mahalach. Apple they have to cook in order to get the juice out already. That's for a different sugya. Now, moving on this sugya is like this. Soup. What bracha do you make on a regular vegetable soup? So again, without going into all the shittas of Rishonim, especially if you go to the Mishnah yourself, you'll see Mama, she spells out all these halachas. The Mishnah brings four conditions in order for this halacha to be chal. Number one, it has to be a normal item to cook. Number two, it has to be normal to keep and to cook, and to keep and to eat this vegetable plus the actual water it was cooked in. Number three, it was cooked in water and nothing else was added that will overpower it. Like, for example, Shulchan Aruch says, you cook it with meat, obviously the meat wins, because the meat is ikka, and everything else is tofu. And the fourth one is, it gives a strong taste. Al pizeh, zut de mishnah brura, and the kachas of psak, many, many poskim. You make vegetable soup. Now, who would ever have a meal? Like, you have people, you have kids, for example, right? They don't like the vegetables. Right? You make them, give them a vegetable soup, very healthy now in the winter. You give them a vegetable, a couple of pieces of veg over there. They don't want to eat the veg, they don't want to eat the veg, so I'll drink the soup. Are you going to tell them to make a hadoma on that soup? I mean, you're going to confuse them, right? Because they've never heard speaking their life. They have liquid to make a hadoma. But the maisa, the feed the rishonim, the feed psak in the shavura, and the feed psak of kamek and dirty poiskim, is you make a hadoma on that. What's the pshat? It fulfills all the tonight. You've got carrots in there, you've got courgettes in there, you've got whatever you've got in there. It's the normal thing to cook. You do it in order to keep the juices well. It gives a strong taste. It's got all the minus. It's got all the minus. Tak are the psak of many poiskim is you should take and make a hadoma on that. However, you have to know, sometimes it's not going to be a game. For example, if you've got loads of pieces of vegetable in there, so obviously our hilfos ikka the top of the major base is going to tell me that the vegetables are ikka, the juice is toffle, and therefore anyone will be making a hadom on the vegetables without having a shayla on the soup whatsoever. What if it was blended? So really now if it's blended, it's a big mokim to be makel for different reasons that a mother's got a deliver shahakal. Or but the maisa. What do we do with vegetable soup la halacha? And it's not even vegetable soup. It could be a leek and onion soup. It could be an onion soup by itself. A tremendous shayla. How many onions have in an onion soup, right? And you've got rumish. The juice is made of fully onions. What do you do in such a case? So the maisa, there's many different reasons that we can't be marichin now. Oba, the maisa, the rosh lemezalman up here, be'alocha, and Rav Elyashu, for many different reasons, held that you do not make a hadoma on a vegetable soup, even if you drink the liquid by itself, for either the reason that Rav Elyashu tied it, that it doesn't get such a strong taste, or the reason is, like Rishonim said, it has to be roiv mamish to cook, and lav dafka, is it the roiv to cook? Many people now roast vegetables by itself, people do all sorts of things with vegetables, and therefore, since it's not the roiv to do it, and since it doesn't get such a shtaka tam, the maisa you'll be making a shahakal. Again, most times anyway, we'll be doing that because you have ikka v'tofel and all sorts of shaylas as well. Let's move on another halacha as well. What bracha do we make on fruits and vegetables that are not eaten in the regular way? So the Levush, the beginning of Siman Reish Beis, tells us on this. Chazal were mistaken for a person to make a bracha on a pri when it's a pri and it's reached its tachlis. If it hasn't yet reached its tachlis, then it's not got a din of ikah ha-pri. And mimela, the halacha is like this. For example, some vegetables and fruit are eaten either raw only or cooked only, or both. What's the halacha? So for example, raw. Take for example, melon, cucumbers, walnuts, lettuce, radishes. Most of these things are basically always eaten raw. Therefore, if you cook them and you eat them, it's got a bit of a shahakal. Again, most of these things will be toppled. But stumbles are, if somebody cooks lettuce and gives it to you, you make a shahakal, because this is something you normally eat raw and not cooked. Same with a lemon. No, generally people don't eat a lemon by itself. It's got a din of a shahakal. Cooked chestnuts, peanuts, olives, and all these things are normally either eaten cooked or eaten roasted or pickled, and therefore if you eat them raw, will be a shahakal. Some that's eaten raw and cooked depends on the derech. Depends if it's a derech, yeah, the derech not. Onions is a tremendous shayla. What do you do with an onion, right? Onion in the salads, onion in all sorts of things. What do you do with my stuff? So it depends. If it's raw, it's always going to be a shahakal, even though it's nice to eat by itself, for the simple reason being, nobody eats it by itself. Generally, you put it together with something else, eaten in a salad, it's eaten with liver, it's eaten with all sorts of things, and therefore you make a shahakal when it is raw. But sha'inkin, when it's cooked, for example, eat it on the chicken soup, that's also going to be a shahakal, because the only reason why you're normally cooking it is to give time into the chicken soup, and the only reason you're eating it is because it's got a nice taste in the chicken soup. So the maisa comes out, and if it's raw, you make a shahakal. If it is cooked, you make a shahakal. The only time you'll be making hadoma on an onion is in a case when it is basically fried. And then, if you make it better, then you'll be making a shahakal, a hadoma in that situation. And the last shayla over here is what happens in the case of sofik, right? A very, very big mistake people often know is, as we mentioned right at the beginning, the yisoid that make the brachas to give shvach, and the biggest shvach to Rabbeinu Shlomo by being mafarik, exactly what I'm telling you Rabbeinu Shlomo is thanking him for. Now the shayla comes like this. If I have a sofik, and this applies in all the cases that we mentioned right now, right? You'll get, for example, one day the sub of mashed potato, and you'll be clearing the shayla. Can I yet make a shakal? Can I yet make a dol? Again, dealing with the chatzchila, but it's the other yoytza. Oh, but it's the chatzchila. We have to be a chatzchila to get yidden. So the ma'isa, the Beis Yosef in the beginning of the Siman Reish Daled brings in Agos Maimini that quotes the Tosfos that says, whenever you have a sofek, mabaya, you make a shahakal afilu lechatzchila. That's Tosfos, that's the Agos Maimini, that's the Beis Yosef over there. You make a shahakal. Says the Magen Avraham, if you can get yourself out of the sofek by saying something nice to you, that's about what you should do. Says the Mishnah Berurah even further. What you should do is, only after you've learned the halachas, and you don't know, and you can't ask a shayla from someone that does know, then you have a right to make a shahakal. So the mistake that people make when they learn this principle is, oh, every time I make this, you don't know what it is, no, not a shahakal. This is how took the Mishnah Berurah, and again, Shulchan Aruch Rav also mentioned this way, it's poshut. Number one, you've learned Hilchos Brachos, Baruch Hashem, we're doing it right now. Number two, you have anything or something that you can't ask somebody, right? 4 o'clock in the morning, you need to eat it, right? So if in America, you have a kashrus line, you can put up all the time. Or in most places, what are you going to do? Say, have a sofik. Can't ask anybody. You learn the halachos, you still have a sofik, and achanami, then you can make a shahakal. Or the chatzchila avada, we're supposed to give the biggest shvach to the Rebbeinu Shlomo at the day, making the bracha that is for that individual item. But Ezer Hashem, next week, l'choyu, we're going to start the halachos of Passover, a kitzen, a pizza, and everything else is negated to that.